Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram on the Steve Gruber Show. In for Steve on this Monday, December 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. The man who was the voice behind Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch has died. Sesame Workshop announcing Sunday, Carol Spinney died at his home in Connecticut. Lived with a muscle disorder called dystonia for some time. Two. Move over, plastic straws and styrofoam. There's a new item potentially hitting the banned list in New York City. City lawmakers now considering a ban on paper receipts coated with the chemical BPA and a requirement that retailers offer emailed receipts instead of paper ones. And number one, House Democrats could prepare formal charges to impeach President Donald Trump this week, as lawmakers edge closer to a possible vote about, and the president rallies his base of support. The week begins today with a briefing on a 300-page congressional report about Trump's dealings with Ukraine. That's where we stand this morning on this Monday, all across Michigan. Thank you for joining us. I'm Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve. You can find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Of course, the brand new redesigned SteveGruber.com content, giveaways, and much more. And on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. Always appreciate you being out there and joining us. If you don't know who I am, a little intro as I guest host here for Steve today, tomorrow, and Wednesday this week. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And I also teach journalism here, mainly radio-related business. I also host a number of podcasts, which might be of interest to you. One for National Review called Political Beats. Brand new episode today featuring Jimi Hendrix, the music of Jimi Hendrix. We talk about it with Jane Costin. And so the idea behind the podcast is we talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but only about music, because music can bring people together, like Jane Costin, who is a writer for Vox.com. We would not agree much on policy, but we can find common ground on music. That's Political Beats at National Review and where fine podcasts are found. Also, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, a show heard on many of these fine radio stations, but also available in podcast form. The latest one out on Friday. Amity Schlaes has a great new book out on the failed Great Society, and we talk with her on this week's episode, along with Tom West from Hillsdale's politics department, Colin Barnes from psychology. Always try to bring you interesting info and information on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, and also invite you to check out the Hillsdale Classical Education podcast, which just launched a few months ago, which deals with classical education and charters. So I host all those. Check them out if you can't get enough of me just hosting here on the old Steve Gruber Show. Coming up this hour, Dr. Katie Jarvis, talk with her about America's rural hospital crisis, and Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics covering the White House and 2020 among the Democratic candidates for president. This week, the House impeachment continues. They're hoping to vote. They have an informal deadline sometime this month, which would put the trial in the Senate in January, which might not be convenient for a whole lot of people running for president. I want to get to this soundbite. We haven't played this one yet today. If it's Sunday, it's Chuck Todd asking weird and ridiculous questions on Meet the Press. That continued this past weekend. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas was on Meet the Press. And this, I'm going to set it up, but it's not going to do the clip justice, because you kind of have to see, and I'll explain after the fact, but you kind of have to see Chuck Todd react to Ted Cruz's statement for it to really make to really hit home. So I'll explain after you hear it. This is Chuck Todd and Ted Cruz from Meet the Press yesterday on NBC.
Do you believe Ukraine meddled in the American election in 2016?
I do, and I think there's considerable evidence.
You do? You do?
Yes, look, and Chuck, let me say.
Senator, this sort of strikes me as odd, because you went through a primary campaign with this president. He launched a birtherism campaign against you. He went after your faith. He threatened to, quote, spill the beans about your wife about something. He pushed a National Enquirer story, which we now know he had a real relationship
with the
editors
of the National Enquirer. Dragging up all that garbage.
Senator,
that's very kind of you.
Let me ask you this. Is it not possible that this president is capable of creating a false narrative about somebody in order to help him politically?
Except that's not what happened. The president released the transcript of the phone call. You can read what was said on the phone call.
Yeah, and the Bidens.
Let me point out again.
And you yourself thought the Biden part was troubling.
Chuck, let me point out a game that the media is playing. You know, a question that you've asked a number of people is you've said to senators sort of aghast, do you believe that Ukraine and not Russia interfered in the election? Now, that in a court of law would be struck as a misleading question. Of course Russia interfered in our election. Nobody looking at the evidence disputes that.
But the president of the United States is pretending, on
the evidence, Russia clearly interfered in our election. But here's the game the media is playing. Because Russia interfered, the media pretends nobody else did. Ukraine blatantly interfered in our election. The sitting ambassador from Ukraine wrote an op-ed blasting Donald Trump during the election season.
Do you know
why
he did that?
What did Donald Trump
as a candidate say about Ukraine and Crimea during the election that might have inspired the ambassador?
So you're saying they had disagreements with Donald Trump and they wanted Hillary Clinton to get elected.
Okay, so they wrote an op-ed.
Ukrainian parliamentarian.
That is the difference. What you're saying is you're saying a pickpocket, which essentially is a Hill op-ed, compared to Bernie Madoff and Vladimir Putin.
Well, all right, Chuck Todd there on Meet the Press. Ted Cruz is completely right there and owns that conversation. Look, from start to finish, first, Chuck Todd asked the question, and then Ted Cruz says, yes, Ukraine did meddle, did interfere. And Chuck Todd, you can't see it, of course, but his eyes wide open. He goes, you do? And there's laughter on the set from others on the set who, of course, could not believe that Ted Cruz would say so. Then, as he's doing the laundry list of things that Donald Trump said about Ted Cruz, they have a visual ready to go with all these headlines. And so no matter what happened during that conversation between Chuck Todd and Ted Cruz, they were going to confront him in some way with, how could you support Donald Trump when he said all these things about you on the campaign trail? They were going to do that no matter what. And then, by the end of the conversation, what happens? Chuck Todd essentially cedes the point that Ukraine did meddle, right? And he's trying to dismiss it as just an op-ed. But what is meddling? You know, what did Russia do? Russia wanted to influence the outcome of the election, did so in various ways. Ukraine wants to influence the outcome of the election, did so by writing an op-ed because they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. So Chuck Todd, by the end of that conversation, is ceding the point. He was so incredulous at the beginning. You do? And laughter that Ted Cruz would say that Ukraine was meddling. By the end, Chuck Todd is admitting they did and then trying to argue the degree. Well, that's like a pickpocket against Bernie Madoff. But you acted as if it was an insane, crazy thing to say so literally 90 seconds previous and now acknowledge it happened and want to argue about degrees. Ted Cruz, very good job with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press this past weekend. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, something for you. Find out more by logging on gruberhealth.com or call 616-426-3910. gruberhealth.com, 616-426-3910.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.